Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Yud Zayin. And again, today's shiur is sponsored L'zeichah Nishmas Leah Bas Yitzchak by her children, by her grandchildren, Avishai and Elisheva Newman, David Avram and Michal Landau, with Gabriel and Dina Newman, and Emmanuel and Raniel Newman. Again, we thank them for their sponsorship, L'zeichah Nishmas Leah Bas Yitzchak. We are on Tez Zayin Amid Beis. We just spoke about Akol Bidei Shemayim Chus Meira Shemayim. We brought up the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What exactly, what is the source for the Isser of Yishamesh Mitaso Bayom? Also, Adam Yishamesh Mitaso Bayom, what's the source for that Isser? So that is a Machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Pasuk in Eov, or a Pasuk in Mishlei. What does each one do with the other one's Pasuks? That's what we were just in the middle of. What does Reish Lakish do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan? So he learns it to the Malach Amuna Al Herayon, Laila Shmo. That's Laila is its name, and he takes the tipa and brings it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asks, what do you think about this tipa? Everything is out of our control except for Tzadik and Rasha. We mentioned yesterday that the Hagos Maimonios in Hilchas Tshuva on that Machlokas Ramam Ravid about God's knowledge and Bechira Chavshis, so the Hagos Maimonios notes, isn't our Gemara against that Rambam. Because the Rambam seems to say, everything is Bechira Chavshis and you have a chance to be everything. And you get to choose to be everything. So here it says that Chacham and Tipesh is out of your control. The Rambam seems to say that it's not out of your control. So, we mentioned, it's a little bit in short there, but it's expanded upon, I didn't mention it, by the Chachmas Basala, or Basala Ronsberg, in his sefer right here. He says, no, look in the Rambam elsewhere. Look in the Rambam in his Akdama to Pirkei Avos, in Shmona Prakam. The Rambam explains that a certain basic level of knowledge, whatever the kochos and the abilities of a person, the IQ levels, that's going to be a basic idea is going to be given to you. But what you do with it is all up to you. And that's what the Rambam is talking about. And that's what many of the Bali Musar say, that if you ever, a mashal, if you're exercising, the more you use a muscle, the more it gets worked out and the stronger it becomes. Same thing with the brain. Right, the more that we use our brain, so then the more our brain is able to be collate, and the more that we're able to, you know, to use it. Right, you can't just say, "Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give me a brain." Right, the Medrash about Eliyahu Navi and the fisherman. He meets the fisherman on the road, and he says, "No, what do you do?" He says, "I'm a fisherman." He's like, "Oh, do you learn?" He's like, "No, I don't have any time to learn. I don't have any brains to learn. I'm sorry, you don't have any brains to learn." Aha, what do you? You're a fisherman. So tell me, how do you catch fish? He's like, well, I grow flax, and then I make the nets, and then I put them in. How do you know how to make the nets? Oh, I learned it. Oh, where? How do you know where in the water the fish go? Well, you have to know this season and go over here, and this season over there. So Eliyahu Navi proves to him that, oh, he has a lot of chachma for that. Right, but he has chachma. It's all a question of what we use our muscular brain for. Anyway, so that's the Chachmas B'Tzalel right here on our Gemara. So that's what Reish Lakish does with Reb Yochanan's Pasuk. So what about the opposite? We are on fifth to last skinny line. For Reb Yochanan, Haikrat Reish Lakish, my Darish Lay. What does Reb Yochanan do with Reish Lakish's Pasuk? The Pasuk of Bozed Drachav Yamus, the one who is Mevazeh, and the one who is could disgrace with his drachim, as the Rashi quoted, which is going to be actually today's daf, Shema Yira Badavar Maguna, as he might see something during the day. So he barely likid the kasev b'sefer ben sira. He uses it for what's written in Sefer ben sira. Wow. Kakasev, as it's written in Sefer ben sira, usually kidachsev is reserved for a pasuk in Tanakh. Here kidachsev is written in Sefer ben sira. So many mefarshim quote the Ritva in Maseches Baba Basra. It's quoted in the Darkei Moshe in Yerudea, in Hilchos Tamat Torah. The Ritva says in Baba Basra that even though the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that one is not allowed to read Svarim Chitzonim, right, books left out of Tanakh, Ein lo chelak l'olam haba, even though one is not supposed to read them, but if one doesn't read them, b'derech kevius, but you don't study them, you don't have a seder in Ben Sira. Right, but you look at them, you take them off the shelf and refer to them, so then that would be okay. V'avo b'she karuhu b'sanhedrin svarim chitzonim shamina me'achash lo asru sham el alasas me'en menu keva avo roi lahagos bo b'itos lo momri menu chachmo musr mashenkin b'sifrei minim mamish. If you have an actual apikoris book, okay, but Ben Sira was just left out of Tanakh. It doesn't have Kedushas Ksav, but it has certain valuable lessons that we can learn, and therefore one can study it every so often. There was also an interesting Ha'ara of Reuven Margolis in one of his Svarim, where he writes, it could be the emphasis and the emphatic being against Svarim Chitzonim was only the first generations after the Mishnah was put together and after it was canonized. Because then, if Reb Yehuda Anasi put together what was going to be in Tanakh, and people still learned at that time, Svarim, they all left out of Tanakh, so it would never have a chance to take hold. And who would know what's part of Tanakh, what's not part of Tanakh? They learned Sefer Chashmonon beforehand, and now they're still learning it, and Ben Sira, and all the Sefer Chitzonim. They learned then. So maybe those early generations, it was even more important not to learn Svarim Chitzonim, to give it time for Tanakh to be able to get its strength in terms of being Tanakh, and then maybe later on Svarim Chitzonim could play more of a role. But later, but once the generations went, and once Tanakh became Tanakh, and nobody's going to get confused what's part of Tanakh, what's not part of Tanakh, maybe there's a little more flexibility. So that's what he has in one of his, it was in Yesod HaMishnah Barichasa, beginning of that Sefer, so he writes that there as well. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what does he do with that? Pasuk, he uses it for what's written in Ben Sira. So what is written in Ben Sira? Let's get to it. Shlosha Sanesi V'arba Alohavti. Three things I hated and four things I did not love. Sar Hanirgal. Sar is a prince, but here it means a Talmud Chacham. Prince of Torah. Sar Hanirgal. What's Sar Hanirgal? One, a Sar Hanirgal Bebeis Hamishtaos. A Talmud Chacham was always hanging out in bars. Beis HaMishtos. Right? It's a Chilul Hashem. The Amri La Sarha Nirgan. Some say Nirgan. Rashi says Marbe Bedvar. Somebody who's Talmud Chacham who is a constant schmoozer. Doesn't stop talking. Sarha Nirgan. And the Amri La Sarha Nirgaz. That's in some Sfarim, not others. Sarha Nirgaz. The Talmud Chacham always gets angry. Right, so those are three people that have to control themselves. Ben Sira is saying that a non-Talmud Chacham is one level, but if you have a Talmud Chacham who does these things, it is even worse. The Marsha connects these three things to the Gemara elsewhere in Bamitzia, that a Talmud Chacham is Nikar, Bikoso, Bikiso, and Picasso. Right, but the three came, Bikoso in his drink, Bikiso in what he does with his money, and Picasso in his anger. So that's these three things. Number one is, go to a bar, that's Bikoso. And number two is, he's always talking and talking and talking. Right? That is what? What are you talking about so much? Talking about other people. Talking about, other people's situation and your situation. That's a little stretch, but he connects it to Bikiso. And Picasso is Beferish. Two out of three are Beferish. So he connects it to the third one. That's the Marsha right here. And that's the three that he hates. But it's the fourth one that he does not love. V'hamoshev sheve, I'm sorry, there are four others that he doesn't love. What are they? V'hamoshev sheves b'merome keres. What does that mean? If somebody sets up a sheves, a place to sit and learn with one's talmidim, b'merome keres, at the heights of the city. What does that mean? It means on the top, the highest point of the city. So what's wrong with that? So some say, Rashi quotes, either acha shenira migase haruach, it's a gaiva. What, you're taking the greatest part? I'm not talking about a shul here, where the halach is the shul is supposed to be in the highest part of the city. No, we're talking about somebody who goes to this talmid to sit and learn. Like, oh, we're here, we're taking this spot. Gase haruach. Or number two, if you're up there, it's a very busy place. You're not going to be able to learn properly. People are always going to be mafsik. So one of those two reasons is the problem of Moshev Sheves B'Merome Karis. Continuing. V'ha'ochez ba'ama u'mashtin mayim. If somebody's ochez ba'ama, as we had earlier on Daf Yud Gimel, u'mashtin mayim. V'ha'nichlas l'beis chaver pitom. Or if somebody goes into his friend's house without knocking, just rush in. Pitom. Amar Rav Yochanan v'afil l'beiso. Even to his own house. Even to your own house. Right, Rashi, Dilma of the Medial Ditsniusa. Maybe they're doing some Ditsnius. So if somebody wants to go and they know their children are home and they dafka want to surprise them to make sure they're doing everything properly, right? So then, it doesn't apply. That's chinuch. But this is talking about, older people or a wife, a chulu, right? One should be careful. Shlomo Zalman, they say fraud whenever he walked into his house. Before he walked into his house, he straightened his tie. If you wore a tie, straightened his jacket, straightened his hat, right? He has to look presentable. And they, I'm going to see my wife. I want to see my wife. Gotta look presentable. But he also didn't, it wasn't Nichnas Pitom. He wanted to make sure that he was exactly as he wanted to be. Good. Amar Shimon ben Yochai. Says Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Arba Advarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonan, Va'ani Eini Ohavan. Four things Hashem hates and I don't love them. Ask all the Mefarshim, if Hashem hates it, why doesn't he hate it? But he doesn't love it. If Hashem hates something, we're supposed to hate it. Says the Marsha right here. What does this mean? He quotes, Mahosif Rashbi, Lomer, Tikama Kadosh Baruch Hu Sonek Vashkadav Kol She'in Ruach HaBrios Nocheimenu, Ein Ruach HaMakam Nocheimenu, and he quotes, V'kamer that Kadosh Baruch Hu Sonan Sheheim Kula Mili Depritusa. Aval Gabi Atzma, Amar Shem B'yichav, Ani Eini Ovan, De Efshar She'ein Eilu Mili Depritusa. Objectively, I know Hashem hates these, and he knows whether somebody's actually doing these or not, and what the Kavanas are, but I have the counter pressure of Osisa Sachicha B'lvavecha. So I'd rather only go to Eini Ohavan. That's as far as I'm going to go, says the Marsha, because of that counter pressure. The Ben Yehoyada here, the Ben Ish Chai says, no. What he means is, naturally, I would just be at the level of Eini Ohavan. But once Hashem hates them, so I hate them too. Because whatever Hashem hates, you know, we have to channel our emotions and our feelings, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Tak havana ve'ein ani mitzad tiv'i u'mizgi ohavan aval inachinami vada yisnei machmas shakadosh baruch hu son an. Good. We continue. So what are these things? Says Rishon Bayachai, Hanechas lebeis opisom, va'ay insarach lomel lebeis chavero, even of your own house, surely your friend's house, v'yochis ba'amu mashtin mayim, as we said, u'mashtin mayim arum lefnei mitaso, somebody's mashtin mayim, naked in front of their bed, not a tznius act, v'mashamish mitaso b'fnei kochai. Or if someone is mashamish mita, somebody's with their wife, in front of a live creature, b'fnei kochai. So let's see what that means. Amalei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and the Talmud of Shmuel said to Shmuel, "V'afilu v'nei achbarim." What do you mean v'afilu kol chai? Even in front of mice, in front of little creatures. Amalei Shinna, he says, smart one, sharp one, low. Ella, no, el kol chol beis ploni, like so and so's house. Shemisham shin mitosayim v'afilu avdam v'shifchosayim. They're mishamish. They're mita in front of their servants. How many times in Shas do you have that type of lashon? Yeah, ploni. Right, without saying a name. Says the Gemara, v'inhu my drush. So what if these base ploni obviously weren't people who didn't know anything, the Gemara assumes. It seems like they try to justify their behavior. Right? So how can they justify their behavior? They knew a little bit. Right, sometimes a little bit of knowledge, you know, is very detrimental and dangerous. Shvulachem po machamar, amadom elachamar. They learned about Yitzchak and Yishmael by the Akedah. Shvulachem po machamar, amadom elachamar. So therefore, they darshan. Oh, they're just chamorim. They're not people. So therefore, it is okay. Good. Rabba Barav Huna mekarkesh zogi dekilsa. Rabba Barav Huna wanted to make sure that nobody was there. So he used to the bells. He had bells on his canopy bed. So he used to ring them. So everybody knew. He needs privacy right now. The Aruch Laner says maybe he didn't just do the Pshas Tashmish because that would be pretty unsnius. Like Tosva says right here in Dir Mashal Makarkesh. Maybe he just means whatever he wanted privacy. Maybe he wanted to sit and learn. Maybe he wanted to do anything in private so everybody would leave. They didn't know what he was doing, whether he was just learning or being with his wife. Therefore, Tosva doesn't like the pshat of, he did that he rang the bell so everybody would leave. So he has a different pshat of what it means. But Aruch Hanel defends Rashi. No, it's actually bells, and still it was not a violation of tzniyus. Abaya bale didbi. Abaya used to shoo away flies. Zvuvim. He was extra machmir. Rava bale pruche. He also. Right, he shooed away flies, and in that way was mekayim even b'fnei kol chai, the literal translation. Good, 2 points. Number one, what about in front of a baby? Sometimes, for months and months, a baby's in the room with their parents. So is there any issue with the baby? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like the Ravid. The Ravid in the Balei Nefesh says, Mi'ikra dinis mutter. Mi'ikra dinis mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch Hasim Reish Mem, the end of Chelek Beis, of the Mishnah Brura. Asu l'shamesh b'yitas b'fnei kol adam im hu ne'ar. Va'afilu yidei al yidei hefzik mechitza asara. If there's a person that's awake, so then even by in the same room, a mechitza asara is not good enough. Mutter. In front of a child that does not know how to talk yet, so then mutter, that's mutter, child is young enough. Mishnah de Bir Halacha says, l'chadchila tov b'makom shebnei adam yeshenim sham b'avayis, shehamen mechitza sabav amita. Right, even if somebody is sleeping, it's a good idea to put up a mechitza in between. But a baby, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's Beikar Adin, is mutter. Just yesterday, I picked up a new sefer, the Chashuke Chemed. Chashuke Chemed is Reb Zilberstein. We've had it on various Masechtas. We had it on Psachim. We had it, I'm trying to remember other Masechtas that we had it on. It's on various Masechtas, Halacha Lamaisa questions that came to Reb Zilberstein, the poskim in Bnei Brak today. He's the author of Aleinu L'Shabeach and Yetuvcha Yabiyu. A lot of Sfarim that he's been coming out with lately. The Harevna is his set of Sfarim. So on Chashuke Chemed, are there Halacha Lamaisa questions? I'll say they're different Masechtas. So I just got it yesterday, opened it up, today's daf. So a couple of important cases. I'll just mention one now in terms of Tasha Shemitah b'fnei Kol Chai. He had the Shaila, came up Sheila. Doesn't quote the details of when and where. He's also Rav Chaim Kanievsky's brother-in-law. He's also a son-in-law of Rav Yashik. Sheila Asir Olam. There was somebody who was put into life in prison. Shehelilo Alav Shemar b'Malchus. Maybe it wasn't in Israel, right? They were moser him. More b'machas. Now this poor Jew is sitting in jail, and it sounds like because of it he didn't do anything. V'hu nasui le'isha, he's married. V'hashil tonos marshim le'ishtol v'akeret lo bekela achas l'gimel chadashim. His wife gets to come once every 3 months to visit him, and he still has not fulfilled the mitzvah puravu. That's the shaila, and he don't give him any private rooms. So is there any tzad alt halacha and alt hashkafa? You know, obviously it seems crazy to us. But this poor guy wants to fulfill Puravu and doesn't know what to do. Hutsoik b'mar libo, sherotza l'kai mitzvahs Puravu, v'gam ishto bocha, yom v'alayla, sherotza chutro liyada, mar l'kvura, ach da'aka, v'osa chede yeshtem od kama asirim, hey mutter lo l'shamish b'fneim. That's the shayla he talks about. So he talks about a Shvus Yaakov, an amazing Shvus Yaakov. So our knee-jerk reaction would be, no way. But, at least make her a din. So it goes to the tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. I think I mentioned this many years ago. The fourth tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. The fourth tshuva, he talks about Dover Chadash b'Chanukah Shnas Tav Samach Lamed Ches Huva Me'eretz Loaz. I heard about a case of twins. Shnei Na'arim Gayim T'omim Zacharim Shedvukim Zeba Zeba Katkod Rashehem. Heard about Siamese twins that were born connected at the head. Actually, there are cases like this. Rachmana Lislan, big tragedies. The cases, Achal Achareim Nira Kilu Hurak Rosh Echad Rachamo. From the back, it looks like one wide head, but in the front, it's two heads. V'shar Kalaguf Chaluk Zemizeh. The rest of the body are separate. V'kalechad Ve'echad Yonek Ve'ochel V'shoseh U'Midaber V'Chushav B'fnei Asmo. This is middle of the 1700s. This case, V'Heim Kamo B'nei Shana V'Yoser. So I've heard this, and I saw them. I made the bracha of Mishana Habrias. Somebody asked me, if Chas V'Shalom that happened to Jews, so what would be the halacha in all areas of halacha? And what do you have to think about? So, he says, is this being allowed to get married? So, B'Toltarav Heshev, he says, Shasurim Lisa Isha, Kivet Sheicholim Lavar, Al Isra Eish Azach, O Isra Eish Azish. Gam Osir L'Shamesh, B'Fnei Kochai. Each one of them can't be mishamish because their brother is right there, right? That's his discussion. Gamilo hayin akevas as a rosh lashamish. So that's what he says. Then he says, "Vaduva mechudish etzli." He says, "Would you say this is an example?" That's the Shvus Yaakov. He says, "Would you? Is this an example of kolchai? Maybe this is one person halachically." He says, "Avo ba'usam to'omim saimiyim shalohayu lahem kol derech eich lashamish pitzina." So banyema da'asa. Maybe the whole iser is only by somebody who can be mishamish pitzina. So then they're not allowed to be mishamish b'fnei kol chai. But if somebody who is in, it's impossible to be mishamish in any other case. So maybe there is no iser because this is kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And would you say that similar to the case of a case where somebody can but just external? Reasons make him not. Would you compare this to the case of the guy in jail? So that's his discussion. He's note lahakel at the end. Doesn't paskin beferish, but he's note. But he says, look, it could be that even to violate this, there is no heter. He said, I asked my brother-in-law Chaim Kanievsky, and he says sheyesh lachtor leheter. It's important to find some type of heter. Kedish leivatam imperi v'rivi kol yemei chayav. Doesn't say what's mutter, but he just says. It would be important in this case to find the heter. Then the last line he says, what about if you get a private room but there are security cameras? Is that considered b'fnei kol chai? Again, unbelievable questions. Nira she'ein hevdel bein b'fnei anashim o b'fnei matzlemos. Kivin shemargishim, kimivur la'el, kivin shemargishim aser. Okay, that's the first of the chashuke chemeds that we have for today. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Gimel Dvarim Hain. Five things. Shehaosan Osan Mischai Benafsho, the Dama Barosho. Five things that a person who does this is Mischai Benafsho himself and Dama Barosho, he's Namash on this. He's Namash on this. What are the five things? We get back to Nida tomorrow. On Amid Beis. Right, we're still on, we still have other issues here. V'ha'ochel shum kaluf, u'batzal kaluf. Somebody eats a peeled garlic or a peeled onion. Now, you've all heard about this, but here it is, right? Peeled onions, peeled garlic. Somebody eats it. Ubeitza klufa, peeled egg. Vashosa mashkin mezugin, somebody who drinks mashkin mezugin, diluted liquids. Sha'avar alein alayla. Post can say that's going on all of them, right? That avar alein alayla, you had a peeled onion left overnight. Vahalon beveis akvaris, somebody who sleeps in the cemetery, right? That is also somebody who's mischai benafsho. Vanotel tziparnov, somebody who cuts his fingernails, vizarkon lo shesarabim, and you throw them into a public area. Vahamekas damo mishamesh bitaso, or somebody bloodlets, and then right away is mishamesh bitaso. So we're going to talk about each of these. Good. First, vaochel kaluf shum kaluf. Somebody eats peeled garlic. Chuluf. Avagav de manchi besilta, even though it is sitting in a basket. Umitzayri v'chasime, and it is closed and sealed. Still, ruach ra shora aleim, ruach ra still shora on them, and therefore one should not partake of it. V'lo amr nal delo shayaman, b'yikaren o kalif fasan. This is only if somebody didn't leave a little bit of the peel on top. The ikaron, or leave some of the ikar where the little hairs are coming out. Oklipasan, or leave any of the peel. Avashir meheni karon, oklipasan leslam. But if you left some of it, it's okay. Meaning, let's say, it sounds like if somebody cut an onion in half, how do you use half an onion? So if you peel only half the onion, and you leave the rest, the shum, half the shum, which you might say the same thing about the onion, half the shum or the batzal, then it would be okay. Poskim also discussed, what about if you left it in the fridge? Left in the fridge, that's a kli b'to kli. So maybe it's also not an issue there. But again, this is discussions about leaving peeled onions. The big issue is, this is not quoted in the Torah or the Shulchan Aruch, these peeled onions issues. Right? Mayim galuyim is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, but we can be makeup as manazeb because we don't have nachashim amongst us. The Shulchan Aruch does quote certain things without having any heterim. For example, milk and fish. Right? I'm sorry, milk and, let me say it again, that's the Sephardi Chumra. Fish and meat. Fish and meat. The Gemara not here, but they're elsewhere. The Gemara in Pesachim, I think it is, in B'nai HaSakana, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch does not say, ah, it's not as that we can be mekel. So, for whatever reason, that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and then we're bound by the Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan here quotes it. Aruch HaShulchan quotes all of these halachas without noting that the Shulchan Aruch does not quote it. If you look in the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner quotes in Chelek Beis, Simen Beis, he quotes this idea that a lot of people are not nishar about these halachas bezman hazeh, even though the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Shneur Zalman, Shulchan Aruch HaRabba all quoted, he says, Aleinu ladas, shesof sof, lahub v'dram halalacha, lo b'rambam, v'lo b'tur, v'lo b'shulchan Aruch, v'lo yadu, maybe they knew, shehim dvarim sugaliyim, shekasha la'amod aleihem, v'shomer p'soim Hashem. Said it's hard, u'ke'inyin shekasa b'tosas b'psachim linyin zugos, she'in nisharim kol kach. Just like we learned at the end, the psachim, the zugos, the making things in pairs. Va'amnam yireh, da'af de'im advaram lahalacha gam ezban hazeh, even if you want to be machmir for these halachas, mikomako, kibalti mimaran ha-chazonish, zichro yogen aleinu, I have a kabbalah from the chazonish, de'bechol eila hadvarim, im yeshinui kol dehu, efshar lahakel. If there's any slight difference in the situation described in the Gemara and your situation, mutter efshar lahakel. Even if you're machmir, first of all, you don't have to be machmir bechlal, because the Shulchan doesn't quote it. Even if you're one of those that want to be machmir regarding these, so any type of chashash, any little shinui. V'kiva shekein, niten lomar, delo zero alzeh, elo b'kli matzos etu, we'll get to it, only in kli utensils, in certain types of the dilutions, as we'll see. Avo kayom, we have different types of metals, v'chulu, that it's not chal. Or, maybe if you leave it in the fridge, right, any type of shinui can be you can be mekel. I'm not writing a long tshuva, one paragraph regarding something that we don't really have a hasaga on. That is one. The other issue we'll mention now already because the Gemara doesn't talk about it. Eggs, peeled eggs. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Chela in Yaradeya, Chela Gimel Simen Chaf, 1979. Beitzim Klufos Sha'avar Aleim Alayla. He says that there is a certain type of factory that uses, you know, thousands of peeled eggs. And they use them, they don't use them all the same day that they get them, or the same day that they're peeled. So I don't understand. How are you supposed to give a hechsher for this? If you're Machmir. Aval Amarti says Rav Moshe, a big kula, again, maybe limiting the Gemara. Even if you want to say that this one wants to be machmir for this bezman hazeh, even though it's not quoted in Rambam Torah Shulchan Aruch, it only applies if you peeled it and your kavana was to eat it today, and then you change your mind. I'm going to leave it over. That's where we might say the Ruach Ra is Chal. But if your kavana milachadchila was that, I'm not going to use this today. I'm peeling 5,000 eggs, but they're for whenever. Or let's say you're peeling an onion, and you know half of it you're going to leave over for the next day. I'm adding that into Ramosha. Ramosha's case is about the factory case. But then Ramosha says, wouldn't be a problem. Ela b'davish aderach shetzorach leklipasim u'bizman mukdam d'yamim kaha d'kilof l'kibbutz chaviyah shel chabonim v'shel chamonim lahak piyam to freeze them u'lamochem l'bat yafiyah hu inyan kilof acher shein zeh b'chlal uvda d'sasa masha amur shumayachoy ein lo lomelo pazeh b'dram elu. We shouldn't learn except exactly what's beferish, therefore one can be makel there too. Okay, that's basim klufos. There are makomos lahakel, again, putting it in the fridge. Some are machmer, some are makel, but that is the issue. Some of the sources relating to peeled onions, peeled garlic, and peeled eggs. Next, vashoza mashkin mizuk and shavar lemalayla. If you drink diluted liquids that were left overnight, amar v'yudam reshuva v'hu shalona b'kli matchlis. That's only if they were left in metal kalim. Amar papa v'kli neser ki kli matchlis dami. Kli neser, another type of material. Question: what exactly is neser? Different pshatim, but whatever it is, that is the status of kli matchlis. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan v'hu shalona b'kli matchlis v'kli neser kli matchlis damu. And that was Rav Vosner, that our metal is different than their metal. Our metal is lined, and therefore it wouldn't apply today. Next, v'halon b'beisak faris. Somebody sleeps in the cemetery. Kidei shetishra alav ruach tuma, in order to have ruach tuma chal on you. Zimnin demesachin lei. Because that can be very dangerous. The Marsha and the Aruch Lener point out, it's just a hashkafik mischai benafsho. Isn't this an issa daraisa of Dori Shalamesim? It's a daraisa, Dori Shalamesim. You have to tell me that, it's hashkafically not. It's Dori Shalamesim, separate issa daraisa. So the Marsha and the Aruch Lener, they all explain, no. It says, Dorish HaLamesim, the Isser is where you dafka go there, and you starve yourself, and you do things in order to try to get the spirits to connect to you. Right? That's the problem. But in a case where you just happen to sleep in the Beis HaKfaris, you have to sleep and not die. That's not included in the Isser. That's included in this case. Right? It's included in this case of it is somewhat dangerous. Right? The Gemara in the second parak in Brachis about third parak in Brachas, where the people on two, the guy in Rosh Hashanah slept in the cemetery, and he heard two angels talking to one another about what's going to happen that year. And he's called Chassid Echad, Maisa B'Chassid Echad. That's the Lashon there. So obviously he wasn't violating any Isurim of Doresh El Hamesim. Good. Next, fingernails. Somebody cuts their fingernails and throws it into the street. Because, as we have heard, pregnant women are specifically susceptible to fingernails. So if a pregnant woman walks over fingernails, there's a chance of rachmana l'slani miscarriage. This is only if they were cut with a kli, with the scissors. Below, meaning if you bite your nails, right, not the ruach ra doesn't come then. And only if you do your toenails and your fingernails at once. This is where the Rebbe Chassid, the source comes from, of not doing your fingernails and toenails the same day. Probably an extension of this to prevent the sakana. V'lo amron el d'lo gaz midi basrayu, and that's only if you don't cut anything afterwards. Al gaz midi basrayu leslan ba. But if you cut something else afterwards, also that prevents the ruach ra as well. V'lo, we have the Gemara ends up saying all these are just excuses. L'kulim milsach hashina rechoshesh about all of these. But all of these things, one has to be careful. Period. Alpi Kabbalah, fingernails are something to be careful about. Says the Gemara, we'll mention one more point in a minute. Tana Rabbanan, let's just finish this. Gimel Dvar Nemar B'tzifor Naim, three things. Sarfan, chassid, if somebody burns them, totally destroys them, then he's a chassid. Kofar and tzaddik, bury them as a tzaddik, because that's not as good, they're still there. Zarkan, Russia. If you just throw them, you're a Russia. Poskim say that flushing them down the toilet has the status of sarfan, right? Because that's getting them out of reality. right? It's not here anymore. So if one wants to be mekayim the srifa to be a chassid, one could just flush them. 2 points. Number one, the Eitz Yosef. Amazing Eitz Yosef. Right here. One to remember. Nidah Yezayin, says the Eitz Yosef. It's in the bottom of the Ein Yaakov. Why fingernails? He says that when Adam and Chava were created, they were created with a protection over them. They're created within a glossy material, let's say. The fingernail material was over the entire body of Adam and Chava when they were created. After they were chote, they lost this divine protection. And the only thing that we have left from this, that time period, are our toenails and our fingernails. That's it. So therefore, that it's a little kitrug when we have those nails, we're remembering what we used to be, but we sinned. That's why Alpi Kabbalah, he says that we have to not have it out. And that's why women are specifically susceptible, because of Chava. V'yumayachash ha'isha garmash in ispashit ha'malbush, it's a special malbush that we had. L'kachma, it was see-through. That's why it was still considered arum, v'lo yisposhashim. L'kachma sh'nishra mehem yishmakom l'tz'anish bo ha'isha. He's quoting from the Tola'as Yaakov. The Sefer Tola'as Yaakov. Olozeh ha'yir meir zokom is a medrash lo shechik nashi. Okay, the Gemara elsewhere, it's medrash, women aren't shriach, but that is the number one. Number two, the other chashuke chemet of the day. The chashuke chemet says, what happens? Sheila. Everything is a sheila. Maisa b'isha harashi pila. There was a woman, one of the son had a miscarriage. And then she realized, if she miscarried, that her next door neighbor is a pedicurist. And there was always nails all over the place outside her apartment that she always walked on them. Ukinir'eh, sheish makom lachusha tzipranayim hishpiyu v'garmu lahapala. The question is haim chayev a pedicure l'shalim d'mei v'ladus? Right, we think to be vadas is only in Parshas Mishpatim. Right here. Right? As he said to be vadas. Is this enough? Is it a bor, Birshus Harabim? Does it have that status? Is it one of the Avos Tzikin? That's his discussion. He ends up saying it's a little difficult to Dafka pin this on the fingernails. You might say Alpi, Bidei Shamayim, but Bidei Adam to say that it was Dafka that. And also, it's Mazik Bederach Siguli, not Mazik Bederach, right? That you would have known. That's the another Shaila. Okay, interesting. Also, another Shaila he brings up here, which has, again, tangentially related. Unbelievable Shaila. We've had a similar Shaila to this in the past, but he says, what happens if if somebody goes into somebody's house to steal something, and he goes in and all of a sudden he sees that the Baal Bais is having a heart attack. And he goes and he knows Yeda Hatzbat Salah. Guess he does some mitzvahs in his life. And he saves the guy. And he calls an ambulance, v'chulu. And afterwards he says, he starts being chozer b'tshuva. And he starts telling people, he says, it's all unbelievable hashkacha. I was a ganav, and I went into this guy's house. And I mamish went in when he was having a heart attack. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me there as the shliach. I saved him in Mela. That inspired me, and he was chozer b'tshuva. Somebody hears about it. He says, no, you're not. You caused him to have the heart attack. So what are you talking about? God, you probably hurt somebody in his house. He was all scared. You should have to pay for the hospital bills. That's what he says. So what's the they came to Reb Silverstein, and he says that, you know, what is the halacha where you cause something? So he relates this in a tangential way to our case with the fingernails. Okay, I'm not going to go into it, but anyway, that's the interesting shaila. Okay, we had the case in back in Pesachim. I think Sama Gimel or so, about if you intend to do something bad and you do something good, like a guy steals a car and there's a baby who's suffocating in the back and he takes him straight to the hand. The baby would have died and he had broken the window to steal the car. So they have to pay for that. Okay. Anyway, we continue. Says the Gemara. If I make his dam, mishamish b'tasof. Somebody's make his dam and is mishamish. Damar mar. Somebody shouldn't do akazas adam right before tashmish shamita. The Amar Mar make his dam mishamish b'taso havi lo banim viskin. Somebody has does that, then he has children or viskin. They're not strong, and they're going to be sickly children. He kizur shneim b'shimshu havi lo banim b'nei ras bali rasan. If they're both the husband and the wife did a kazas adam, which again remember was considered a healthful process in those days. So that's havale banim b'nei ratan, baale ratan. Right, they will have baale ratan, some type of disease where Rashi says there's a sheretz in the brain. There's a sheretz in the brain. Kida amar biksubis. Very unusual. Usually, I don't think Rashi put it in, but at least I think the editors, every time we have a Rashi quotes a Gemara, there's always the daf in daf quoted next to the Gemara, Kedamra B'Ksubis. You have in yours, you have a Kedamra B'Ksubis in the Rashi. Gemara just says Kedamra B'Ksubis, doesn't have the daf. Maybe because that's such a famous Gemara, you don't even have to say the daf. What's the Gemara Babali Rasan? Remember Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi in Ksubis Ayin Zion. Up there, you have the daf number in parentheses, just says Kedamra B'Ksubis. But the Gemara there was Yeshua ben Levi, though there were other Amoraim that stayed away from Baalei Rasan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he, when it was Osik B'Torah, just Gemara B'Ksubis. Excellent. Right? So I think it's a famous Gemara. What happened there? Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he helped the Baalei Rasan, and he had such Siyata D'Shmaya. That's the story. The Malacha Mavis came to take him, and he says, no, show me my place. And he showed him his place. He looked over the fence. He stole the Malacha Mavis' sword. He starts running away, jumping into Gan Eden with it. Right? If we have time at the end, we'll read that Gemara. Ksubis Ayin Zayin Abayz. One of the famous fascinating Gemaras in Shas. Okay, maybe that's what Rashi says. Oh, I guess that's like Subis. You all know the Gemara. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Now, we just chas with the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rav, v'lo amar el delo toim midi. This only applies if you didn't eat anything after the bloodletting, before the Tashmish. Avol toim midi, less lanba. Period. Amar Rav Chisda, asu lo la'adam sheyishamish bitaso bayom. Sheneemar, v'yahaf l'recha kamocha. Right? A third source. We had two yesterday. Now we have another one. V'yahaf l'recha kamocha. This connects to Reish Lakish's source. My mashma, Amar Abaya, shema yiraba davar meguna v'tiskana olav. If it's during the day, a person might see, right? The point of the act is supposed to be a private act where the husband and the wife are not focusing on the physical qualities of each other, but connecting in a deeper way, and therefore, chazal say at night and not by yom. You're a davar meguna v'tiskana olav. Amar Rav Huna, Yisrael kedoshim eim, v'mishamshim mitasam bayom. Yisrael kedoshim, even if it's not meikar adin, they're kadosh and they're not mishamish mitasam bayom. Amar Rava, v'imhaya b'beis afel mutter, v'tamen chacham afel b'ksuso mishamish. A dark house is mutter, and a tamen chacham is mafil b'taliso, and it can be mishamish. I think I've noted in the past, it's amazing that v'hatorecha kamocha in Shas only comes up in very unusual cases. Right? When you put somebody, a woman to death, don't make her be naked when you stone her. V'yatorecha kamocha. V'yatorecha kamocha. Make sure you look at your wife before you marry her so you don't get into trouble afterwards and you don't think that you're not attracted to her. V'yatorecha kamocha. And here, v'yatorecha kamocha. Very unusual. The Gemara doesn't talk about, you know, be nice to your friend. Right? I guess that's davar pashut. The Gemara doesn't have to say that. The Rambam, Hilchos Avel, Perek Yudalet, uses it in the regular sense, in the expected sense. Tanan, Vaiter, Otashamish Laraner. Okay, we get a little bit back to Nida here. Right, our Mishnah had said that Beis Shammai said that the way that you could get away with only two bedikas during the night, if you have more than one bia, is Mishamish Laraner. So how could you say Laraner? It says you're not allowed to. So Ema Tivdok Laraner. No, it doesn't mean Mishamish, it means after the bia, then you could check Laraner. Tashma, Avalish Amra Mishamish Mitasa Laraner. Harezem Now, that was the Bryce that we quoted at the beginning of the Gemara. Again, you have the Lashon. Ema habodik mitaso laraner is imaguna. You shouldn't check it laraner. You shouldn't be checking right there because it could lead to davar maguna. Tashma, vishal beis munbaz hamelech. There were three things that the house of Munbaz did that were maskirin l'shvach. Pashas, he was a Jew. If he wasn't a Jew, unusual that he did these things. Especially the last one, we'll see, but Pashas, he was a Jew. Hayu, Mishamesh mitosein bayom. He was Mishamesh. Shut the hiccups a little bit. Mishamesh mitosein bayom. They were Mishamesh mitosein bayom. Obviously, they weren't Mishabeach them for that, but Ubotkin mitosein b'mila parava. They were both their mitos, meaning they checked themselves for mila, with mila parava, which is a bunch of cotton, which is very white, so it would be very good to be able to see if she was a nida. V'nogit tum avatar b'shlagim, right? The parts of the last two have to do with halacha. So this was a Jewish king, maybe a Greek one, maybe not. And they were no tum avatar when it came to snow. What halachas of tum avatar come to snow? The Gemara is going to mention it soon. K'tani miyas. The Aruch Lener just points out if this is a halacha, so why would they mishabeach them so much? Maybe it wasn't a famous halacha. Maybe people didn't realize it, so they were trying to be mafarsim it. K'tani miyas. But anyway, it says here mishamshim mitosein bayom. So how was that something praiseworthy? So ema both can mitosein bayom. It just means the bedika hachanai mistaver. It makes sense. Yisak adaitach mishamshin maskir notan l'shvach, like we just asked. Like Mar says nechinami. What do you mean? There is one time that maybe shvach would be okay bayom, like we had earlier. Dark, or we had machase bitali. So here's another one. De agadika ona shena migna ba'ape. if a husband feels or a wife feels that they are so exhausted, and if they would, their responsibilities for the nighttime would not be able to be fulfilled because they would just be exhausted and fall asleep, so that also could be an exception to the rule. If a couple feels, where does this come up, Lamaisa? Sometimes, again, we're not paskening now, but it could be, and one has to ask a posek during Sheva Brachos. Right, it could be if different details, but if the exhaustion is overwhelming, so then there could be certain heterim in certain cases. But again, that's not not getting into details right now. Ubotkin mito sayin b'mile parhava, and doing checking b'mile parhava with white tufts of cotton. Messiah leather Shmuel, Darmer Shmuel, this visit to Shmuel. Shmuel said, "In botkin as a mita ela b'pakulin o b'tzemer naki v'rach." Like Shmuel says, you can't, shouldn't do any internal exams unless it was something very white, severnaki, nice clean wool. Amar Rav, haynu tchiyavi hasam barbi Shabbos. So now I understand. Rav says, when I used to be in the marketplace on Erev Shabbos, havi amri, I used to hear them call out, man boy pekule benama, who wants bread for wool? They used to be trading breads and wool on Fridays. Obviously, now I understand, says Rav, because Friday night was the Zman for Tashmish for Talmidei Chachamim. So they used to have bread and white wool in the marketplace. But Yadana Makamri, I never realized it, but now I realize it. Good. Amar Rava, Hani Shachi Tekitna, these worn out begadim of flax, Ma Leila Bedika, they're very good to use for Bedika cloths. Is this really true? Vatana de Menashe ain't both Knesamita. You shouldn't use lo beit adom, obviously not with a red cloth. Velo beit shachar, not with a black cloth. Velo beit pishtan, not with flax. Ela beit pekulin, o beit semer naki barach, with wool. So what do you mean? I thought kitna and pishtan are the same. Kitna, so is flax good or not good? Lo kasha, but kitna habamani to kitna. Either the difference is between raw flax or mani, kalim. Right, flax that's woven into a beged, right? That is more white than the raw flax, so that's good. If you buy the same, or they're both talking about the kalim, the begadim, habachadati habashachki. Depends if it was worn out or it was new. That depends. The white one, the very white, would be better off. Next, what was the last thing that we praised them for? Noagin tum of a tar bishlagin. They were noag tum and tar when it came to snow. Rav Zevin has an article about all the halachas about snow in La'ar HaHalacha. So, I didn't get to check it out again, but maybe this is there too. I'm sure it's there. Tzan Hasam says the Mishnah. It's really not a Mishnah. It's a Tosefta. Says the Tosefta. Sheleg Eino Lo'ochav L'mashka. Snow is not considered food or drink for Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. It's not considered it's not a drink, it's not a food. Chishev alav la'achila. What if you thought that you're going to eat it? Eino matami tumas ochlin. It's still not matami, because batla daitcha. It's not food. And therefore batla daitcha. Lamashke, but if you had drink in mind, then it is matami tumas mashkin. Then it's close enough to a mashke that if you're choshev on it, it can be called a mashke, and it can become tame. Nitma miksasa lo nitma kulo. But if a bunch of snow becomes tame, we don't say that the whole area of snow becomes tame, because why should you say that this is all one unit? Why should you say that? So if some snow becomes tame, then only that part of it becomes tame. Nitar miksaso nitar kulo. But if some of it becomes tahar, then all of it becomes tar. Why? Rashi says the concept of zeria, like you have it by a mikvah. If you connect some of the water, some of the only item that could become all food, once it's tame, it cannot become tar. Any drink cannot. Water is the only thing that drink or food that once it becomes tame, it can become tar. And you do it through ashaka, through zriya, if I connect the waters to the mikvah water. So, nitar miksasa, nitar kula. So, if some of it becomes tar, nitar kula. But the Gemara says, one second, agufakasha. It's an internal contradiction. How could you have snow that all became tame? Amar, nitma miksasa, lo nitma kulo. The first line says, nitma miksasa, it's not nitma kulo. So you can't have something that's nitma kulo. Vahadar tani, nitma miksasa, nitma kulo. La meimer de nitma kulo. Sounds like it was tame, all of it. So what's the case where you can have nitma kulo? So amar abaya, kion sheviro, avertanor. No, you took snow and it was put over an oven of cheres. Avertanor was put in the airspace of a kli cheres that had a sheretz in it. That tarhiida kli cheres afilu male chardal. Even if the kli cheres is full of chardal, right? It's all Rashi says she'eno nogeh betanor ela gargarin she'eitz latfanos. Even if only the outer seeds are touching the inner walls of the kli cheres, still the whole thing is tame. Says the whole same thing would be by snow. Okay, Rabosai, we are back to Nida. This Mishnah also, there's a lot to talk about medically, but we're just going to say the main point. And that is, the Mishnah here gives a mashal to explain the anatomy of the organs of a woman. Masho mashlo chachamim beisha hacheder va'apruzder v'ha'aliyah. The cheder, which is the room, that's the uterus. Va'apruzder, that's the vaginal canal coming down out, going towards the outside of the woman. V'ha'aliyah, that's the mystery. What is the aliyah? You have the attic. You have what's above. So, is that the fallopian tubes? Is that the bladder? Is that very unclear? Because as we're about to see, the way that the Gemara says that there's some passageway between the aliyah and the prizdar, we just don't have that. We just don't have that passageway. The fallopian tubes don't empty into the vaginal canal. And the bladder doesn't, unless there's a cut, there's a problem. So it's very unclear. You can look in the Chassam Sofer here, notes it. The Dishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham, has a big discussion of this at the beginning of Hilchos Nida and Yaradeya, trying to put together the anatomy, what Chazal said, and the anatomy Bizman Hazeh, do you say Nishtanu Ativim? Do you say we just can't understand it? The Rambam quotes this. So forget the Gemara, 800 years later, or 800 years after the Mishnah, 1,000 years after the Mishnah, the Rambam already quotes it. So, okay, you want to say things changed from the time of the Mishnah? What about from the time of the Rambam? Right, so it's difficult. It's a little tzarachin exactly what the Metzias is. So anyway, but that's just background. Dam HaCheder Tamei. If you find Dam of the Cheder right of the uterus, obviously that's Tamei. The principles that we get. Dama aliyah tar, the dam from the aliyah, that is something that's not the uterus. It's either the, right, so therefore dam from the aliyah tar, that's not dam from the makor. Nimsa bepruzdar, if you find it in the vaginal canal coming out, sveiko tame. Lefisha chaskasum in a makor, right, because you assume chazaka that came from the makor. Ask the note to be Yehuda, chaskasum in a makor, did she have a hargasha or not? Did she feel that psichas be a makor or not? Pasa, she didn't. So how could we say that this Vade Tuma? Oh, this is the Noda Behuda's Raya, that there's a third Hargasha, Zivas Davarlach. This Mishnah right here is the Noda Behuda. He's the big believer in the Hargasha number 3, Simin Nun Hei. Right here he says, it must be that she didn't have Hargasha. If she had a Hargasha, one of the first two Hargashas, it's Vade Tuma anyway. It must be she didn't have a Hargasha, but she had Zivas Davarlach, and that's enough for a Hargasha. That's the Noda Behuda, Simin Nun Hei, right here proving the third type of Hargasha. So again, Nitzar Reprisus, Fekotan, Visha Chaskos, Abin Amakar. Rami, Bar Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Raid, Rav Yehuda, Tanunida, Be Rav Huna. These two rabbis were learning in Mesechas Nida, in Rav Huna's Yeshiva. Ashkechinu, Rabba Bar Rav Huna. They found the Rosh Yeshiva's son. They found Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the Yasiv Kamri, and they were saying, Hacheder mi bifnim, va prusda mi bachutz. The uterus is more in, va prusda, the vaginal canal starts going out, va ha'aliya, Binu Yalshteim, and the Aliyah is on both of them. Volu Pasuk bin Aliyah Leprizdar. That's the difficult line. There's a passageway between the Aliyah and the Prizdar. Nimsa min halovala, and the anatomy is that as follows. We'll say Nimsa min halovala fneim sveikotame. If it's found in the Prizdar, more in, closer to the Makar than sveikotame, because Pashas came from the Makar. Min halovala chutz sveikotar. If it's found further out from the passageway, Sveikotar, why? Because the way it's described is that there's an area past the lul that it only would have come from the aliyah. It wouldn't have come from the prisoner. It's not that it just joins in and they go out together. It would have only come from the aliyah. So that's a number, we're going to have four shittas. That's shita number one. It's found on the inside, Sveikotami. It's found on the outside, Sveikotar. Asava Amri Leila Avua. This is what the son of the Rosh Yeshiva told them. So they went to the Rosh Yeshiva Rafun and they said, Sveikotami am I lanmar? You told your son that Sveikotami, if it's found on the inside, V'yana sheches kosom namakar tzan. It should be Vandai Tame. Where else did it come from on the inside? So Amalei says, "Anachachi kamina." This is what I meant. Min aluva lifnim vaday tame. You're right. It's vaday tame. Min aluva lachutz sveiko tame. Inside is vaday tame. Outside is sveiko tame. Amar, that's number two. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, "What's the difference?" My shdam aluva lachutz sveiko tame. The doma shachasa umichederasa. Why is it only sveiko tame on the outside? Because maybe she bent down. Min aluva lifnim nami. Ema is dakra umeliyasa. But maybe she. When she did a split upside down, backwards. So if once you're saying it's suffic on the outside, it should be suffic on the inside too. So Elamar Abaya says, Ibasak Shasha Azas, if you're worried about her jumping back and forth, Idi Suffiku, then they both should be suffic. Vibasak Chazaka Azas, and if you're saying no, forget this fakus, if you go after Chazaka, Minalovim, Vadai Tami, Minalovalachutz, Vadai Tahar. Period. So if you put it all together, we have four shitas about Dam found in that area. Is it Vadai in both ways? If it's suffic in both ways, is it Vadai on the inside and suffic on the outside, or is it suffic the first sheet that we had, right? If it, is it Safik Tameh and Safik Tar? Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll get into this more. Beis Hashem, in the coming days, we'll stop here by Tani Rebbe Chia. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Zecher Nishmas Leah Bas Yitzchak by her grandchildren Avishai and Elisheva Newman, David Abram and Michal Landau, Rav Gavriel and Dina Newman, Emmanuel and Raniel Newman. We thank them for their sponsorship.